Hello, everyone. This is the 8th podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project team, podcasting from Karasuma Kamicho Jamachi on this, the 25th of November. It's currently the season of bitterly cold autumn winds. At this time of year, we enjoy staying warm inside, sitting at the kotatsu and eating mandarins. It's also a good season to gather together and enjoy nabe cuisine, where food is cooked in a pot at the table. Originating in Kyoto, the vegetable mizuna is cooked together with meat in a nabe dish called hari hari nabe. Another Kyoto specialty that can be enjoyed in this season is yudofu, tofu boiled with kelp and dressed with soy sauce. In this chilly time in Kyoto, you can warm yourself up by eating delicious food. Take care and please do not catch a cold. Coming up, the schedule of late autumn, early winter seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline, Kyoto. From November 30th to December 26th, Minamiza Theater in Shijo will add a little color to December in Kyoto as the brightly dressed members of the Kabuki Company gather together on stage for their annual Kaomise Koen Kabuki performance. In seeing this show, the people of Kyoto get the feeling that Shiwasu, the traditional name for the month of December, has truly arrived in Kyoto. To get to Minamiza Theater, take the Keihan Railway to Gion Shijo Station. A special autumn opening will be held at Kodaiji Temple and at Entoku-in Temple, which is located just in front of Kodaiji, until Sunday, December 6th. At Entoku-in, you can view Fusuma paintings drawn by the famous Edo-era ink painter Tohaku Hasegawa. To get to both temples, take City Bus 206 to the Higashiyama Yasui bus stop. A special nighttime light-up event will be held until December 13th for the popular Sagano Romantic Train, the Toroko Reisha, a 1.5-kilometer stretch of track between Hozukyo and Arashiyama will be lit up. Tickets can be purchased 1 month ahead of time. Although the scenery during the day is good, the nighttime view is a real treat to be enjoyed. That is all for this week's headlines, and now for upcoming events in Kyoto. There is only 1 month left before the end of the year. As we head into December, there are many things we have to do, and this can leave us feeling very rushed. This week, I'd like to tell you about where you can literally ring out the old year in a tradition known as Joya no Kane. Firstly, let me explain a little about New Year's Eve, known as Joya, and Omisoka. Around midnight, temple bells across Japan are rung 108 times. Buddhist tradition states that humans have 108 serious sins. Ringing the bell 108 times at New Year's is supposed to free us of these sins. In Japan, there is a belief that things from last year should remain in the past, and that the beginning of the new year means we can get a fresh start for the coming year. If we take the time to think about things from last year, we can then start the new year refreshed and feeling good. Here are some places that you can go to ring the bells on New Year's Eve. In Shinkyogoku Shopping Arcade, there is Seiganji, conveniently located close to Keifuku Railway's Shijo Omiya Station. Downtown is Mibudera Temple. Visitors at Mibudera are welcomed with a cup of amazake, a sweet alcoholic drink made from fermented rice. You can also ring the bells at Kodaiji Temple, Higashiyama Shichijo's Hokoji Temple, Jojakukoji in Sagano, and just north of Kyoto University, Chion-in at Hyakumanben. Numbered tickets must be purchased on the day in order to participate in the ringing of the bell. The bell at Hokoji is of particular historical importance and has been designated as an important cultural asset to the nation of Japan. Advance reservations can also be made from the beginning of December for Nanzenji, Daigoji, and Kiyomizu-dera temples. For more details about making reservations, please contact the temples directly or check their websites. By all means, if you have the chance to ring a bell yourself, you should take it. It may bring you a better year next year. That is all for this week's headlines and future events in Kyoto. This has been AJ Moreno for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English School. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time!